Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kimberly B. from San Diego.
Ooh, I felt tall for the first time in my life. Kimberly, alcoholic. My sobriety... they've got signs up here that says, tell the truth, and you're beautiful. Okay, my sobriety, my sober date is June 9th, 08. It's not my only, it's my second sobriety date. I was sober at one point 7 years ago, or God, I guess 10 years ago, 9 years ago now, for a while. So anyways, I have a home group. It's the morning attitude adjustment meeting down on at Kaiser. I know some of you guys are here. They are an amazing group. They keep me very, very accountable. If you don't have a group, a home group, I suggest you go down there. If you get involved, you don't show up a couple days, they'll start calling you. They don't let you get away with not showing up. Try not to be nervous. Okay, here's the deal. I'm not going to get into a lot of my, my war stories, but I'll tell you that I started drinking and using at a very young age. And by the time I was 24 years old, I was a crystal addict, and my life was horrible. I hadn't done one single thing in 24 years to be proud of. I was a high school dropout. I was a mommy to a daughter that I didn't take very good care of. I was a wife who cheated on my husband. I was a lot of things, and none of which I could be proud of. And I got to Alcoholics Anonymous. And even though I wasn't an alcoholic, I was a drug addict. I kept relapsing on alcohol, and so they sent me from NA to AA. And they said, you have a drinking problem because every time you drink, you get loaded. So I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, and it took me about a year, and I got sober. And I stayed sober for 9 years. And in the 9 years that I was sober, I learned most of what I know now. I had no idea when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous how to be a friend. I didn't know how to be a mom. I didn't know how to... do anything that didn't involve lying, cheating, and stealing. And those were my, those were the skills that I had acquired in the 24 years that I was alive. And, I stayed sober for, you don't know, but I'm going to tell you, I stayed sober for almost 9 years. And I didn't do some of the things that were suggested in this program. And ultimately, I decided that I had grown up, learned everything I needed to know, and that because I wasn't an alcoholic, I could still drink. And if I just didn't use drugs, then it was all going to be okay, and I went back out. And I was out for 7 years. And I want to tell you that my belief was that when I got to this program in the first time, I thought that I was here because I had bad credit, didn't know how to hold down a job, didn't know how to be... my life was a mess, and I thought, that's why I need to get sober. But 7 years back out there, and I'm a homeowner, and I'm driving a brand new car, and my life looks really pretty. I'm sitting out on my deck getting drunk every night, and you know what? I'm still an alcoholic, and my life is still really screwed up. And I didn't want to admit that, and it was a lot harder to admit that when you're sitting pretty. It's real easy to do when things are, when you're just at the rock bottom. And I'm sorry if that's bad news for somebody in here, that if you just get it together, you get to drink again. It's not true. Sorry. Hate to disappoint you. So I did. I went back out, and I want to tell you that I don't know when it was that I crossed that invisible line and alcohol became the ruler of my life. But... I couldn't stop drinking, and it was the only thing that was important. And I felt inconvenienced by anything that didn't involve alcohol. And I remember I would have many times where I would think back to the days when I remember when the first time around when I got sober and I was so shocked to find out that you could have fun without drugs and alcohol. It was like a revelation to me. And so I remember in this last 7 years that I was out there drinking, and I couldn't do one thing that was fun without alcohol. Every single situation where you ate, where you went, had to have alcohol or you didn't go. Every time you showed up for a party, you had it in your hand, you always brought plenty, you needed to be drinking. And that was the only way you could have fun. And, you know, what happened was I lost my job. And had plenty of time to drink. And really, really got to a really empty, lonely, desperate, sad place where I didn't think I could get there again, and somehow I did. Is that my 10 minute or somebody belling me? No, okay. Because they promised to give me the 5 minute and then, okay. So anyways, I didn't want to come back to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was really pissed off that I had to come back here. I swore to God I wasn't coming back here. And guess what? I couldn't stop drinking. Not on my own. I tried. I really did. I tried. I tried doing everything it talks about in the big book. I tried limiting. I tried only doing it on the weekends. I tried not doing it during the week. But somehow, like, I'd have such great hopes that I was going to do this new plan that I had, and then the next day it'd be all over the same thing, no matter what. It just kept, you know, it was like the nightmare. It just, I couldn't believe that it had caught up with me again. Like, I just was so shocked. And I don't know, it's probably no surprise to you guys, but it was a big surprise to me. And so I realized I needed to get sober, and I started sneaking into an AA meeting once a week on Thursdays. In La Mesa. Incognito. And I would, you know, get a few days sober, whatever it was, and then I would say, well, I can't stay sober because we're going to Cabo. And I got a drink. It's Cabo. And then I can't stay sober because it's the 4th of July. And everybody drinks on the 4th of July. And so I did that for about a year. And finally had a couple things happen. And came home one Sunday night. My 21-year-old daughter said, Mom, I need you to stop drinking and using. And I need you to quit smoking. No small order, right? This is my baby. She tells me what to do. That Sunday night, or that was Sunday afternoon, she said that to me. That night, I took all the rest of the Vicodin that I had. No sense in wasting. I did a bunch of, well, we were at a barbecue at my sister's. We had, you know, whatever, the normal drinks, tequila shots, whatever. And then when I got home, I drank the last bottle of red wine that was in the cabinet. And I was up by myself till about 2 o'clock in the morning. And that night I prayed that God would remove the obsession. And the next morning I did not drink. I did not use and I did not smoke a cigarette, and I still have not drank, used, or smoked a cigarette, and it's been almost, what, a year and 8 months. I know that's God. If you don't know that, I'm sorry, but I know that's God, and I know that God has answered my prayers, and I'll tell you that I feel a little bit indebted to that God, and that I feel like, because he answered that prayer, that I kind of owe it to him to stay sober. And so I told you I didn't want to come back to AA, and I wasn't definitely going to start going to a bunch of meetings. Even when I came back and I didn't drink and I didn't use and I didn't smoke cigarettes, I still was not going to a bunch. I was going to do it my own way. And I found this silly little group, my home group, down, you know, at the end of the street down here, and they meet 7 days a week. If you can believe it, no matter what. I know. And I started liking going. Is that a that doesn't sound right. Liking going. I started to like to go to AA, and I remember that I started to get a little bit on that pink cloud and get a little bit on fire for Alcoholics Anonymous. And you know, I felt that way for a while, and I was really grateful for that. And then I, you know, have had struggles. I have struggles. I have wanted to drink. And each time I want to drink, Alcoholics Anonymous does something. I'll hear something, somebody will say something, and it'll change the entire way that I feel. And I want to tell you that just even up until like a week ago, I was like, wanted to not feel the way I felt, and I wanted to drink. And I have a girlfriend in AA, and she said, you need to call my sponsor. And I called that lady, and she met with me, and we spent way more time than I wanted to. I want to tell you, like, we spent a lot of time together, and I thought, this day is a long day, but we talked and we walked, and you know what? By the end of the day, it took all day for her to say this one thing that just made complete and total sense to me, and all of a sudden, I was happy to be sober again, and that's how Alcoholics Anonymous works for me. I get little tiny miracles from each and every experience that I have in it. And I want to tell you that AA gives me an opportunity to walk through my fears, to grow up, to be present. Many people ask me if I was afraid to be up here tonight. And you know what? Ordinarily I would be. But what I came to the conclusion was today when I was thinking about this is that, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to walk through my fears and to have a little bit of change and growth in my life. And I'm so thankful. Thanks for everything.